Two Jack Bros with a new setup.
Yes.
Trying it out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, of course, this is for the people who are watching. If you're listening, it's the same setup.
Two voices.
Two voices coming at you. What's up? Feeling good? How you feeling?
Feeling better now that I yelled at the kids. I got something out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What was in you that you needed to get out?
I needed like a primal like yell, like just like a, ah!
Yeah. I think we all need that. I think the world needs like a guttural from the anus up.
Yeah.
Just like squeezing the butt. like you might even herniate a disc.
Yeah.
Type of scream.
Yeah.
I need it. I definitely need it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
We all need it.
Yeah.
Usually I get down on that in the car by myself, but I'm never in the car by myself anymore.
Yeah. I get my guttural screams out. I don't know where I get them out. I mean,
you do them in front of all. Yeah. You do them like at us.
Yeah. Yeah, I need people to know. Yeah, I tell you, I do need to scream. I do need to let something out.
Yeah.
But I also feel like I need to put my hands on people. Like I helped someone move the other day.
Yeah.
And
I strangled them and it felt so good. I left them dead in a big box.
They no longer need to move.
No.
I helped someone move to their grave. But no, I was helping somebody move the other day. And when I first showed up, you know, she was really appreciative of the fact that I was about to help her move. And she was like, are we hugging?
Yeah. That's a weird question, right?
It is a weird question.
Yeah.
You don't want to ask it first.
No.
I'm perfect. I'm down for hugging.
Yeah.
Wholeheartedly. But I am not going to be the one to be like, are we hugging? Are we going to do it?
Yeah.
Nah. Because I'm too rebellious by nature for it to come off as genuinely wanting a hug.
You can't genuinely tell.
I will genuinely want the hug, but because I'm so rebellious by nature, I feel like if I'm saying that I want a hug,
mm-hmm.
people are going to be like, he just wants to break the rules.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
He wants to break the rules with my body. I'm not going to let him break the rules with my body. I kind of need it.
Yeah, everybody needs. That's like the social experiment that's going on right now. It's like, how long can human beings live without a hug?
Or live with only hugging the same four people over and over again.
Listen, I think people that have the same four people to hug over and over again are like truly blessed right now.
I think they're also the same people that need a guttural scream from the anus up.
That I agree with.
Yeah, there's a lot of positive correlations with those things.
The people alone just need a hug.
They do. Man, I feel bad for anybody that has to quarantine alone.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
I don't know. I don't know what. I would be a different person, I think.
That's also why I'm a little jealous of them.
Yeah.
Because they're going to learn who they are.
Yeah.
They're going to reach peak them.
Yeah. I would be naked and afraid in like 3 days.
You can wear clothing. Nobody's quarantining you from clothes. Stop social distancing from your underwear. Nice. That's teamwork.
Yeah.
That's teamwork. If you were listening to that, we just, as a couple, killed a bug.
I caught it out of the air, squished it on Cindy's jeans.
And I flicked it off like a goddamn man.
Yes.
Speaking of goddamn men, I'm sitting here, I'm waiting with bated breath.
For
the world to finally cancel Elon Musk so I can slide into his role of super genius.
How
get
do you
him
just,
the fuck out of there.
What is he going to get canceled for? You think he's going to slip up? Like
He's been slipping up.
What has he been doing?
Well, he's been COVID slipping.
Yeah, like saying the wrong unpopular thing.
I mean, he's a super genius. How can he say the wrong thing?
So right? How's he been slipping?
He's been saying the unpopular thing.
Oh.
He first said that he's looked at the numbers.
Yeah.
This isn't as dangerous as they're saying it is. Oh. It's not dangerous.
But you're still like... Okay. Okay.
I'm not saying I disagree with him.
Right.
I just
was surprised
I want him
you weren't
gone.
Just so you can take his place, not because you.
Yeah, I want to slide in there. Slide into that role of super genius.
And like, what do you get to do as super genius?
Tell people to make stuff and get credit for it being made.
And get really pissed when they can't do it.
Fire a bunch of people that are way more talented than
me. You can't make a fucking black hole. What's wrong with you? You're fired. Yeah. Get a new guy in here. Get it done.
Seriously. You got to be able to make at least one black hole.
Yeah.
That's the interview that's process future. To be able to work for my company.
Yeah.
You got to be able to show me your black hole.
I would stand up and drop my pants and bend over.
Of course
You'd be
would.
Like, hired.
Of course you would. That's honestly what I want to see. I want to see how badly people want this job. Mm. Are you willing to show me your black hole? Show me your black hole.
I think you are primed for that position. That sounds about right.
Yeah. He also, what else did he say? He just said something else recently about COVID as well.
Yeah.
He's like, he's not having it.
No.
Elon Musk, the super genius, is like, Sydney's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he living by it, or is he like, oh, all his plants?
That's the other thing that he did. So he purposely went somewhere to break quarantine publicly in California somewhere.
Yeah.
And then called the police to tell him to come arrest him.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty bold. I kind of like that.
I like it too.
Yeah.
Get him the fuck out of there. Arrest that man. Stat.
Yeah.
Put him somewhere where the COVID is super high risk.
In the jail?
Yeah.
You want to put him in the jail?
Yeah, get him out of here.
Oh.
I mean, it's like I'm only going to have a limited amount of time to slide into his role. I mean, he's also like probably a billionaire of some kind.
Yeah.
So even if he does get arrested or canceled, it's only going to be for like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm only going to have enough time to make one tweet.
It better be a good one.
Better be like one tweet and cross my fingers that someone retweets it.
Yeah.
It's like, anybody, please retweet this. I want to be Elon Musk for as long as I can. Yeah, no, but
you got goals. You got quarantine goals. I like that.
Yeah, I like it though. I like that people like Elon Musk are chiming in. It was funny because, so it's been happening for a couple of days. Like, I think it happened yesterday or 2 days ago is when he made the first claim of it not being that dangerous.
He just went on Joe Rogan too, right? Is that part of it?
I think that's where he did it. I think he, excuse me, I think he went on Joe Rogan and made all these claims.
Yeah.
And not so much the cops come and get me claim, but
it was part of his trip there.
Yeah, on his way. Hey, I'm hanging out with Joe Rogan, come and get me. But it's like, I like it. I like it because it's making people question an authority, right? Because I've never seen so many people fight to not question authority in my life.
Mm.
Like people, the America.
Yeah.
Easily the most rebellious country on earth.
Yeah.
Like if America had one mantra that summed up everyone in America, it would be, who do you think you are?
In all different accents, yeah, and all different, yeah, like,
who do you think you are? It'd be either who do you think you are or who died and made you king.
Yeah.
Right? Who died and made you king?
Yeah.
Right? So the fact that in this time period, we're like, hey, shut up. The king is talking.
Yeah.
It's making me really uncomfortable. It happened overnight. We're not good at this. We're not good at being compliant listeners as a nation.
Yeah.
Like, we're, as a matter of fact, we're handling it like rebellious animals. Like, we're handling it like the people we are.
Yeah.
Because we need that somewhere. We need that, you know, like, just like we were saying, we need a guttural scream.
Yeah.
Like, America, as a country, we need to refute common sense on a regular basis.
We do.
Like, all the time. It's just how we get down. It's what strengthens us.
Yeah.
It's what powers our economy.
Yeah.
You know, like, the refutation of common sense is America.
Yeah.
And right now, we're trying too hard to deem people the credible voice of a nation.
Mm.
And we're not good at that. We're good at being like, who's this pussy? Like, that's what we do.
Yeah.
So Elon Musk, when he originally goes, you know, I don't think this, no, he didn't say, I don't think this is not as dangerous as they're saying it is. Like, I don't know the quote, but that's, I guess I should probably do some journalistic integrity
here. Why start now?
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody else is doing it.
Good point. So he's, and I quote, but so he made that claim, and then a bunch of people are getting on Facebook saying, you know, just because he's a genius doesn't mean he knows everything.
We believed everything this man said. This man was like, I'm building a rocket to space. And we're like, okay, can we get on it?
Finally.
Yeah.
Finally. An unsanctioned man making a rocket, finally. That's what we always wanted.
He's going to Mars, right? He's making batteries out of, like, sunshine. He's doing everything. We're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we support
like
that.
NASA was everything about space to us.
Yeah.
You know, we were like, no, if it's not through NASA, it's not real.
Yeah.
If it's not NASA, it's not real. Elon Musk says, well, I'm making a rocket. Well, he's real.
Yeah.
Well, that's real. And then he didn't even do it. He just sent a car into space. It's like, dude, what are you doing? What are you doing? It's so wild because he is this like foreign super genius that moved to America so he can just do American shit with his genius.
He's like, guys, you can plug your car in. It's really cool. Yeah. But there's nowhere to plug my car in. Details.
That's not the American way. We build the car that needs to be plugged in first.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. He just built a rocket ship and sent a car into space. And, you know, a large part of me is like, dude, that's kind of a waste of that technology. But then the other part of me is like, what the fuck would I do with it?
I think the only problem is that he didn't put a monkey in the car in the spaceship.
Dude, I definitely would have put a monkey in the car. I mean, I'm at least that guy. I'm at least that American. He's not really American, though.
No, he didn't think of the
monkey. You can't expect him to just be throwing monkeys and shit.
Well.
he doesn't know better.
Yeah.
But it's funny watching all these people dismiss Elon Musk because he disagrees with a popular narrative. You know, he's a, just because he's a genius doesn't mean he knows everything. It's like, coming from you? Like, you're not even smart. You know, like, I would, like, you wouldn't even be considered book smart.
Yeah.
You know, or street smart.
I saw something like this that was like, but it was going at like Bill Gates, and it was like, why do we let these people that like don't graduate college determine how like we're going to run our lives? It was like a who do they think they are post, but it was like calling out like Bill Gates and like I forget who else, but you know, like other people like him that are like,
yeah. It's interesting watching people that barely know how to work their computer question Bill Gates. But at the same time, Bill Gates, he's on the other side. It's like he's the other side of Elon Musk. He's the other side of that coin. It's too soon, which proves that there's so much dissenting information that we shouldn't be feeling like we know anything at this point. We have two of the smartest people in the world on opposite sides of the spectrum.
We should just like draw a line down the middle of the country and be like, listen, if you want to stay inside, go over there. Yeah. If you want to go outside and keep living, go over there.
Ooh, that's tough because I don't.
You don't want to go to California?
I don't, because that's where you're going to want to be outside.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if you're going to be, who's going to want to stay inside in California?
No.
You know, so I don't know. I don't necessarily want to be in California right now.
Okay. Well, in each state, we'll draw like a circle somewhere and we'll be like, if you want to be inside, move to this pocket. Like this circle.
Yeah.
And the other people, you know, will do what they want to do. And we'll see who dies first.
I'm down with it. I just don't want to relocate. So as long as our pocket where we are right now is for people who want to go outside.
Yeah.
I'll be down with that.
Yeah.
Totally down with that. Also, I'm looking at Elon Musk. What is this? Are we losing cameras again?
Yeah,
I don't know
if
why
only
that's happening.
Elon Musk was here.
Yeah. Well, here's my thing, though. It's recording again. Okay. So my whole thing is, as far as Bill Gates is concerned, like, I don't trust any man that has the body of a nana.
Body of a nana?
He's got a nana body. He's got, like, wide hips.
Nobody.
He's got some wide hips. That dude's got... He's got some nana hips. Actually, he's got big mama hips. He's got black nana. He's a black dude. Bill Gates. No, I don't trust him.
You have a lot of like traits, like physical traits in people that you don't trust.
Well, I have a lot of
in men, like you're like, you must be built like this, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. Wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get to tell everybody what to do if you're built like a woman and you're not transitioning. If he was transitioning, it'd be like, all right, maybe we can listen to what this guy has to say. That's why his body's like that. I get it now. But if that's like the body you accumulated with all your billions of dollars and all this time, that's still the body you have. No, thank you, dude.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Well, he spent all his time sitting down, probably sitting on a weird chair playing, doing computer stuff.
Elon Musk wouldn't do that. He'd invent a new chair that would keep his body from Big Mama in.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's where I stand right now. I'm just trying to, I do want to be Elon Musk for a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. He could, I don't know, he could hang out with you guys for a day. He could switch it up for a day.
I don't know if he'd like that.
If he'd like that?
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard this, but he also is looking to get rid of all of his possessions.
Oh, maybe he would like it.
I think he'd like this.
He'd be like, oh, this is what it's like slumming.
Yeah.
Be like, we don't even have a rocket ship, Elon.
First of all, it wouldn't even be close. I mean, this would be like, no. Because even him getting rid of all of his possessions, he's still going to be living better than us. Mm-hmm. He could get rid of all of his money. Yeah. So what's up?
Oh, not much. Just living life.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Half of a life.
Yeah. One quarantine at a time. Mm-hmm. Too fast, too furious.
Yeah. I keep thinking about how I want to do a spoof now of Naked and Afraid of us in our house. Just like.
Just like reading the news. Like, oh my God. It's just reading like new COVID. Oh, it's mutating. Yeah. Our kids like, they're still naked. Yeah. That is, that'd be pretty fun.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty fun. So what were you saying earlier about this lady?
Oh, this lady. I was telling you about the great women in history because it's like one of your favorite topics.
Yeah.
And there was a great woman. I feel like I should look up her name. She was alive during the time of Alexandria.
Yeah.
And her dad was a famous mathematician and she became a famous philosopher. And
how is she a famous philosopher and neither one of us know her name?
You can't name, because there was other
Aristotle,
famous
Socrates,
besides Plato.
Plato. I didn't even name him yet. Thank you. I was looking for a third.
So she was the first person they have in written record. One of her students wrote her a letter and he said, can you make me a hydrometer? Is that how you measure the density of water? The hydrometer?
Sure.
And asking her to make him one.
It's
and
a hydrometician.
So she's the first one on record, not that she invented it, but like she could make stuff, she was very handy to have around. And she was like a professor. There were a lot of people.
Well, what did they have to measure about the water back then?
Oh, you gotta measure all sorts of stuff about water.
Okay.
I don't know, what do we have to measure about water today?
Viscosity.
Back know. Then too. Yeah.
Is it viscous? Is the water viscous? All right, keep going.
They were like, is this wine dense enough or is it too watery? And they're like, no, it's dense.
That's probably what it was.
Yeah.
He was a wine tester. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I'll let you know if there's water in the wine. I'm a hydrometician.
Yeah. And there's a lot of letters from students to her. Like there was one guy that was, he was a big name, but he wrote her letters. He was like, I'll only publish this book if you read it and you think it's worthy for other people. But if you don't, I'll just, throw it away in the trash.
Wait, didn't he know that women weren't allowed to read back then?
But she was like, she got paid by the state to teach men because she was so wise.
I don't like it.
And beautiful.
I don't like it.
And she was just a classy, classy broad.
Did she twerk?
No. Of course not.
She wasn't the first twerker?
No. She was not.
All right. So tell me about this.
So well, one thing I thought was interesting, like there was one man that fell in love with her and he was out in the streets professing his love everywhere she would go. Like she would give speeches. People would gather around her house and she'd come and talk to her, talk to them.
When he stayed too long?
No, he just like everywhere, like before she'd get there to show up, he'd show up and be like, I love you. I love you so much. I don't know. I don't know what he would. He'd make a scene.
It
about
sounds like
how
he
much
was
he
the
loved.
First heckler. Like heckling had to be. I mean, it definitely had to grow as a thing.
No, but I think he was more like, you know, when you read Romeo and Juliet and people are just outside like professing love, they're like in poetry form. They're like, you're so beautiful. You're like a petal on a rose. And they just don't stop and they just keep going.
Yeah. So he was then the first stalker.
Yeah. I think he was the first stalker.
Okay.
And she was
this lady is the first woman in history to be stalked.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
And this is how she handled her stalking.
Yeah.
She went home and got all her bloody period rags mm-hmm. and brought them out. And she was like, you think I'm beautiful? This is what beauty, like, this is your beauty. This
so she
is
was
it
the
right
last
here.
Woman in history to be stalked yeah. at that time.
And he was like, whoa, okay, no thanks, I'm done. Like, cured yeah. him. Like, yeah. he was out. No more issues from him.
What a gross lady.
What a sometimes gross ladies lady. Gotta be gross.
I thought you said she was classy. That is not classy. That is unclassy. What an unclassy
hey, she,
thing.
I don't see it that way. I see it as that she was handling her business. You know, like, yeah. she wasn't going to talk to this guy and convince him to anything she said to him. He was just going to be like, oh, that was amazing. It's like,
yeah, I think
you
we
know?
Need to jump in a time machine, go grab her, bring her to the future, and have her go to the Make Women Great Again conference.
Yeah?
Yeah.
This conference, but they wouldn't let her go, right? It's an all-male panel.
She can't speak. She needs to learn how to not throw period rags at people.
That's what we're teaching her? I think that was a good move.
Of course you think it was a good move. Why are you? A terrible move.
Why? If there was a guy, you she wasn't being a victim, right? Like, she had a problem with a man. She wanted him to leave her alone. So she was like, period. And he was like, oh, okay, I'll leave you alone. Like, that seems like.
Why didn't she just say, leave me alone?
Because guys don't listen, Sydney.
Did she try that?
Yeah.
Do you know that for a fact?
No.
I mean, it sounds like she did some women shit.
No, I think she tried it.
It sounds like he went out there and he was like being, you know, he was like, you know, spitting that hot fire.
No.
And he was like you were saying, like, oh my God, you're so pretty. I want to come up there.
He was catcalling
yeah,
her.
Yeah, he was saying,
look at that booty.
He was like, woohoo. Holla at a player when you see him in the street.
Yeah.
Yo, let me tell you what I want you to do with that thang. Come over here and sit that thing on my face.
And she was like, you want to see? You want to see?
Oh, you want to see that thing?
Yeah.
You want to see that thing?
Yeah, she went and got it.
I do want to see that thing.
She was like, stay right there. She went in, got the period rags, and she was like, here.
He's like, why do you? No, I'm going to see. That's not the thing.
And she was like, that's
you shouldn't even have to leave to show me your thing. The thing? Where are you going? Like, that should definitely let a man know he should just get the fuck out of Dodge. If you're like catcalling a woman and you're telling her you want her to come sit on your face and you want to see her vagina or you want to see her titties or something, she's like, oh, you want to see? I'll be right back. Dude, get the fuck out of there.
You don't think she's come back with anything good?
Nothing
she
good.
Didn't go back to slip into something a little more comfortable?
No. No. Because you don't have to get into something more comfortable to show those titties.
No.
You just show the titties.
Yeah.
Men get tunnel vision.
Yeah.
When they think that there's the potential that they could see tits. Not even. I think what makes men more tunnel vision is the double-edged sword of feeling like you have generated tit visibility.
Is that a power, like a superpower for men? Like if they think that they have that?
It's not necessarily a superpower for men, but when you feel like it's something you stumble into.
Yeah.
And then you feel like you're doing, and it's like, oh my God, this is happening.
Yeah.
And then you don't even notice that she's like, mm-hmm.
You don't notice any of the context.
No. Like, that is.
You're not even looking at the face to see her scowling at you.
No. Which is funny to me because you can like relate that to what people say about men nowadays, where women will be like, well, I was only trying to be nice to him. And he took that as me coming on to him. And then he made overt gestures, which I had to call the cops for.
Yeah.
That's the thing, though. Women, if you feel like you have caused a woman to be nice to you,
yeah,
you can't see anything past that. You're like, you go up to you say, if a woman's like, oh, hi, nice to see you. You're like, God damn, I got game.
Yeah.
I am the fucking man. I can't. Listen, lady, I'm married. It's like, goodness gracious, calm down. Show a little class out here. Goodness gracious, lady.
It just makes me think, like, I feel like Lorena Bobbitt's husband could have benefited from this conversation.
How so?
Like, what, as it was going, because he was sleeping? Or was it like... He was sleeping?
Yeah.
Oh, he was drunk.
Yeah, you know, he was.
He wasn't right. Like.
Oh, my God. You're so right.
Like, oh, baby. Yeah. Why don't you lay down in bed? I'll be right back.
Yeah. And then she started like, you know, in order to cut off his dick, she had to touch it. He was like, oh, she's touching it.
Yeah.
And then she started cutting a little bit. I don't like that, but she's touching it.
Yeah. He got tunnel vision.
Yeah. Very, very tunnel vision. Man, that's like, man, he got so caught up in the idea of having game.
Yeah.
That he didn't even notice his dick was being cut off. I don't think he noticed that it was cut off.
I think really drunk.
I think she cut that dick off, got up to leave, and was like, she must be slipping into something more comfortable.
Yeah. It's still going down.
And then she came back, like 20 minutes later, he's like, when is she going to come back with my dick? When is she? I have other things I wanted to do with my dick. I mean, if she's not. She's got, yeah, definitely Lorena Bobbitt's husband.
Yeah. See, women don't have that many options of like to get rid of that tunnel vision. So I think like showing off the period rags is a pretty good option.
That's fair.
Nobody got hurt. He got grossed out and he left.
Yeah, but that's the thing, man. That's a risky move.
Yeah.
Because she could have brought those period rags and he would have been like, fuck yeah. All right. Shit is popping off now. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to ask you all to leave. Somebody read my journal.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else is going on? What else do we got? We might be doing a short episode. Right,
what
now.
Was, what were you telling me about? Can we talk about it? The person who was cheating on their lady during COVID.
So the guy, I don't know his name.
Yeah.
Because names don't matter to two Jack Bros.
Details.
The guy who was responsible for the global social distancing / quarantine.
Yeah.
He's a British guy. I'm assuming he's an epidemiologist, which is a word I did not even fucking know until COVID.
Yeah.
That's another
thing. You need to know exactly who the epidemiologists are and who are not.
That's wild to me. Like, every time we like shift to a new thing that the public is all about, everybody acts like they knew these words the whole entire time. No, you didn't.
No.
You didn't know these words. Like, I won several vocab competitions, and you're claiming you knew epidemiology? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You were an idiot until COVID. You're still an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, but I think he's an epidemiologist, and he's, again, responsible for the global quarantine, and he got caught out there with his married mistress, social distancing. And then people are kind of hitting him for his hypocrisy.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
Because I don't find it really hypocritical, because when you cheat, you're doing all sorts of lying. You know, you're doing all sorts of rule breaking.
Yeah.
That's just cheating.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think we should be compartmentalizing cheating.
Yeah.
Like, how else? I mean, she's married.
Yeah.
He can't go
live with them?
You know what I mean? He can't go social distance with her and her husband as she's cheating.
I guess if they've all been doing this the whole time, it's like they're basically living together, you know? Like, it's.
Yeah, but here's the other part that people are going after him for is because he had COVID. He doesn't have it anymore, but he had it.
Ooh.
And so the whole thing, he was like, yeah, but I had it. I'm good.
But what about her family?
You know what
I'm
saying?
That's messed up.
Yeah, because he can't say whether or not she has had it, because I think he might be a doctor and there's doctor-patient confidentiality.
Ooh.
Right? Which I don't think she's his patient, but you can't go around telling people what other people have if you're a doctor.
Yeah.
Right? So,
Do no harm, mister.
Yeah.
Even for epidemiologists, do no harm. Can you imagine that husband? Like, what if he's doesn't believe in the lockdown either?
Yeah.
So, like, now he's pissed. He found out his wife is cheating. Now she's cheating with the dude that's making him quarantine that he doesn't believe in. Like, that guy? That guy?
And he had COVID.
Yeah.
And it's like...
That's a rough pill to swallow.
It is. That is a rough pill to swallow. But it's also one of those things, too, where... Like, men cheating and women cheating kind of is different, right? So men will cheat when things are still going well in the relationship. Like, he's still getting sex every 3 days, you know? It's like, as a matter of fact, the fact that things are going so well in his relationship give him the confidence to cheat.
He's skipping around, sticking his dick in whatever hole he can find.
Yeah.
It's like, woo, life is good.
Because he's got tunnel vision, because his wife is being good to him. She's like, man, I'm good at women.
Yeah.
Give me another.
I can handle it.
I can do this. I can do this. I mean, Sydney thinks they're cunts, but I got this. That's not true. I don't think women are cunts, but some of them are. I mean, I don't think all women are not cunts. But women cheat for different reasons. Women cheat when things are going bad in a relationship.
Yeah.
So she's probably not.
Women cheat to meet their emotional and physical needs.
Yeah. So they're probably not having sex. The husband.
Oh, right.
And the cheating wife. They're probably not having intimate relations at home. So so he has one less thing to complain about. Do you know what I'm saying?
Who has one? The husband?
Like, the husband. He can't be like, are you kidding me? You've been letting him eat the box that I've been eating? The same box? Was he eating it with a mask on or not? You make me eat the box with a mask on. Is he doing it too? Is he the reason I have to eat your box with a mask on? Because he doesn't. Did he tell you to make me wear the mask?
Like, all the stupid things that she said about COVID-19, she's like, you're just saying that because of him. Like, when she was like, well, honey, no, really, it's serious. You know, like, all the table conversations they had.
Yeah. God. We got to flatten the curve. What the fuck does that even mean?
That man's gonna snap. He's gonna we haven't heard about people snapping yet, have we?
Not really, but I think he's probably going to snap first. I think he's gonna start the global snapping.
I hope he's been doing some gutterhole yelling.
Yeah, I need to follow that man on Facebook so I know when he snaps.
Yeah, you gotta let us know when
follow
it's coming.
He's gonna snap on Instagram Live.
Yeah.
He's probably gonna do a naked and not afraid. Like, I don't believe this. I'm just he's gonna be outside
rubbing everything on everything. See, I don't have it. There's nothing to catch.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sick. Yeah, that is but that's, I mean, that's where we are. We're in like a weird state of maybe hypocrisy, but we don't have all the answers, so we don't, like, is this even hypocrisy? So people were flipping out because former President Barack Obama got caught golfing, and he and his wife are big proponents of, like, you gotta the lockdown, social distancing, quarantine.
We already talked about this, though. Rich people can do whatever they want. Golf courses never closed. Nobody quite has explained that to me.
Yeah.
So let the rich man go golf.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
I'm not even mad at it, but it's funny.
Yeah.
Because he still has to answer to that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he should have to. I think if they were like, oh, Barack Obama, you're telling everybody else to stay in, but you're golfing, he should just keep golfing.
Yeah, be like, yeah.
Don't even look at that person. That.
Yeah. What are you doing out here? Dude. Go quarantine yourself like you're supposed to be. I have some golfing to do.
If he starts saying shit like that, I'd be like, maybe we should elect him again. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it wouldn't be 12 consecutive years. Right? So... Yeah, I kind of, again, I don't like it because I want everybody to be able to do this stuff.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's just like, what did they earn? Like, he was president of the United States for 8 years. He didn't earn breaking quarantine.
Right. No, I think
what did
he
earn?
He earned it.
You know,
he has different rules. He's in those clubs. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm not even like a big Barack Obama fan.
Yeah.
I'm just a fan of, like, mind your fucking business.
Yeah.
It's like how Tekashi 6ix9ine, who was out of jail because of COVID, by the way. That's why he's out of jail.
Oh, good.
Because
for him.
There was a risk for COVID. And now he's out of jail just, like, beefing with people, which is hilarious.
Is that who you showed me?
Yeah, that was Tekashi 6ix9ine.
I didn't know who he was.
Dude, I would love it if Barack Obama said some Tekashi 6ix9ine shit, where if they were like, Barack Obama, you're being a hypocrite because you're out here golfing when you're telling other people to be locked down during quarantine, and he was like, "Do you have this watch? If you don't have this watch, you don't have shit to say to me."
That would be pretty cool.
"Do you have this pen? This is a presidential pen. You can only get this pen when you're the president. What do you have to say to me? If you don't have this pen, you and I aren't on the same page. Literally, we're not writing on the same page." Yeah. Because you know for sure Trump is going to be saying that type of shit for the rest of his life. Yeah. For the rest of his life.
He's going to be so insufferable when he's done being president.
I would imagine that he's somewhat insufferable now. I mean, like, more so than how much people hate him as the president. Yeah. But I think behind closed doors, he does nothing but talk shit.
Like when he's talking to Melania?
Dude, just everybody. Like, Melania. Do you think he makes Melania address him as President Trump?
Probably. I could so see that happening.
No. It's President Sugar Bear. Thank you very much.
Oh, man. It would be cool to be able to, like, spy on the two of them when they're, like, being themselves.
Do you think they're a fun couple, or do you think they're just, like, you know, one of those couples that are both on their devices, like, with their backs to each other?
Yeah, I kind of feel like it's that. I really wish they were a fun couple, though. But I don't know. I'm like, Donald Trump is, like, I can't quite judge him because I have so much hate for him.
That's fair. Ah, man, I wonder.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of shit talking.
There's I mean,
the whole reason he's president in the first place is because of shit talking.
I mean, she kind of seems like she's in on it. Remember when she was wearing all those jackets that you think she has no clothes under? They were all like, "Don't talk to me," or they had like all the things written on the back of them. Like, she's got a lot of sass in her, and she's like Ukrainian or like Eastern European. Like, she, those people, like,
nobody said she's not talking shit. Also,
yeah,
she's definitely talking shit.
Yeah,
she's definitely with her fucking, her like her foreign accent and broken English.
Yeah. Maybe they just run around gutturally yelling and, like, they let it out in the White House.
Shit, what do you think you're called? No, it's who do you think you are, Melania? I am the president's wife. It's what do you think you're called now?
Probably due to rich people shit all the time, huh? Like, horrible rich people shit. Like,
I mean... Listen, I think we're relatively good people.
Yeah.
But if we were rich,
we'd be horrible rich people shit.
Why not? Why get rich?
I don't know.
Why get rich to fucking do a podcast in a shed? It's not why people get rich. People don't get rich to live the same life.
No.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to finding out.
You either have to, like, go on safaris in Africa and stuff, which I know, like, you've already told me you're not doing.
Not doing it.
So I guess you're right.
Yeah. I can't, like, I'm so out of touch with what it means to be rich. I can't even think of horrible rich people shit that I would want to do.
Yeah, I don't think it's like, because you don't want to be mean to other people. That's not the horrible rich people shit. But it's like, I might fill my pool with Jell-O one day. And, like, I don't know.
It needs to be more horrible.
I can't think of them either. Fill your pool with baby kittens and jump in them and swim through the baby kittens.
We don't even have enough money to think about how to be dicks to people. We only know how to be nice. We only have enough money to apologize for not doing anything wrong. Like, people cut me off in fancier cars than mine. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. That's how much money we have. Oh my God.
What'd you do? Like, put your hands in, like, Cheetos and, like, rub them on the wall and be like, the maid will clean it. Is that horrible? Am I horrible?
I mean, I guess our kids are horrible rich people.
You just act like them. Yeah. Constantly asking for food and not eating any of it, just leaving, like, plates of food everywhere with one bite out of them.
That's why it's so hard to raise kids, because we can't relate to them because they're, like, tiny billionaires. It's like raising little billionaires.
They hold computers by, like, one hand, just one, like, hey, this machine, and look at it, it flaps like a butterfly. Yeah, it's like, you're horrible.
It's like, dude, I thought to do that too. I don't have enough money to do that. We don't have enough money for you to be doing that. Man, it's going to be so fun when our kids become old enough to be aware of how poor we are. and they realize they have to start adjusting their behaviors.
I want that day to come.
Yeah. So they're going to come into the room one day and be like, Mom, Dad, I am so sorry. Like, I'm sorry for the way that I've acted. I'm also sorry for your life. I apologize.
I feel like I see it. Like, they'll walk in a room and they'll look around. They'll be like, oh.
Yeah, like, because one day it's going to click in a different way for our son that we've been together for 13 years before having him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's gonna be like, well, if you guys were together for 13 years before I got here, why, when I got here, we were eating on the kitchen floor?
Before I came, right? Right?
Where were you guys eating dinner before I got here?
Listen, we had fold-out trays that were under the couch, and they were really nice. They were wood.
It's like, when you got here, we didn't have enough money for another one, so we ate on the kitchen floor. Oh, my God. Ah, we were so poor. That's also kind of ridiculous because we weren't technically poor because we didn't have kids, but it's funny to me that since having kids, we learned how to be better with money.
Yeah.
Like we technically have more disposable income now than we did when we had disposable income.
Yeah.
God, man. Like I really hope that our kids learn a thing or two about money from us as parents, because I didn't learn shit about money growing up with a single mom in the hood.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't learn this is what I learned. As soon as you get your check, spend it all and then figure it out. Develop a really good personality so you can talk your way into not getting evicted. But spend it all.
Spend it all.
Ball till you fall. That's money to me.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, I hope our kids, you know, if anything, when they get to that age and they are like, "Man, I thought they had money."
Yeah.
You know? I'm going to get money.
Yeah, at least more than them.
I'm going to live the life I thought they were living. Oh, that is a weird. Do you remember when you found out that you guys were poor?
Oh.
Or it's like when you find out that you don't have money.
Yeah, it's not like that.
Yeah.
No, I think it was more in retrospect when I looked back and I was like, oh yeah, all our vacations were to camping grounds. Like, we did all of our vacations in our Volkswagen van. You know, like, we never stayed in a hotel.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, oh, that's how we got it done.
And it's like, oh, we were white trash. Okay. Okay. All right, cool. Good people, though. We were good people.
Good people.
We were good people. Yeah. I mean, that's another thing. It's like, you know, it's like then your dad got money.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and that had to make you realize how poor you were before.
That was a weird transition.
Yeah. I was with you through that transition. Yeah. I watched you go through that transition. And it was confusing to me.
But it was really, it was weird because, like, where I was, so, like, the town I grew up in, like, we weren't poor for there. Like, there were definitely people poorer than us. But there are some people with more, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, oh, those are the rich people. And then we get to Lafayette. And, like, everybody's, like, the rich people, you know? And you're like, huh. And then my dad was, like, one of those people. But it was like, am I one of those people?
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure.
Well, that's another thing, too. It's kind of hard for white people to know who the poor black people are when we're like in the same neighborhood. Like, there's poor white people and poor black people. It's hard to know who the poor black people are because, like, they're walking around with, like, Gucci belts, you know, and, like, like Jordans and shit all the time.
Yeah,
I was at CVS the other day, and the guy working behind the counter was wearing a Gucci belt.
Oh, yeah,
the fuck, dude.
He's an essential worker, so he's got his Gucci.
But at the same time, I can't judge him because he is making money and he can't technically go places to spend it. So I'm going to assume he's saving it. Yeah. Saving up enough money to buy that Gucci belt.
He might be living at home, you know.
He's living at home. Like, what's he gonna do with his money? if you're a black man and you don't have a job where you're actually, you know, if you're not like an engineer on up and you have one Gucci belt, you live at home. Like, there's no way. And you have other Gucci shit at home too.
Yeah.
But you're definitely saying shit like, Ma, did you move my Gucci belt? I put it here, now it's here. Who moved my Gucci?
I remember one time, like recently, like after my dad moved down there and I was hanging out with, like, they were like older than me, but like ladies from there. We went to one of their houses and she let me try on her dresses, and it was like playing dress up with the poor girl. Like, it was a very weird, like, it was like, oh, look how pretty you look in that Gucci dress. Like, whatever it was. I don't know what brand they were.
Yeah.
It was like, what is happening?
Yeah, that was funny watching people try to indoctrinate. It was almost like they were trying to be like, Ansley, you have money now. All right. Get the fuck out of Forever 21, okay? Stop buying your clothes at Spencer's Gifts. What? It's a skirt that changes colors when you touch it.
It's very cool.
Yeah. Man, that must be a weird transition when rich people see you not knowing how to be rich.
People came over to my dad's house once. Like, I had people come over, and then somebody said something about, they're like, this porch is so nice. If I had this porch, I'd be on it all day. And I was like, me too. And I was like, oh, this is my house. Because I never really lived there, you know? Yeah, like, yeah. I went there, I stayed there 2 summers during college, but
Yeah, you never lived the good life.
I just popped into it every once in a while.
It's like your dad got money and then you got me.
Yeah.
It was like now that you have money, there's all these rich guys that you can be with. But you were like, no, I'm staying true to myself. And now, 20 years later, we only know how to apologize for shit that we haven't done.
It's hard. It was too late for me. I could change.
Oh, my goodness gracious. All right. I think we're good. I think we're good here. It's like, people are listening just like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I didn't know they were poor.
Yeah.
They've got great posture. Oh, man. Yeah, we're poor as fuck, man. We're a family of five.
We're in a shed.
Yeah. It's like behind this curtain, our kids are behind this curtain. Shut up, we're not done. Yeah. So I think we're good. We cranked out an episode. A little late. I apologize for the faithful, for the people that rely on us.
Stop apologizing for us.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'm poor. I'm sorry. thank you all for listening. Of course, shout out to all of the people we love. I want to give a very specific shout out to the podcast network. What up, Shat Digital? We need to get a website. We need to get a Shat Digital website and put all the podcasts on it. But like that, Dad Meat. Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast, You Fucked It, Contact with Chris O'Connor, Oral Presentations, and Two Jack Bros. Shout out to Two Jack Bros.
Shout out.
Yeah, they need it. Oh, fuck. Also, we're on Patreon now. You can subscribe to our Patreon for $1. That's all it takes to get in. We appreciate everybody that's come in and is paying more than $1. We appreciate that. You didn't have to, but we definitely appreciate it.
And the dollar, too.
We appreciate that dollar. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Thank you for the dollar. I'm so sorry. So, shout out to our jiu-jitsu heads. Shout out to all the dogs, all the champions. Shout out to Julian from Canada, Meg from Canada. And check out her meg.says.so. That's her Instagram. And then So and Tell, that's her podcast. What? Shout out to the ladies of jiu-jitsu. Shout out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're good.
I think so.
Did we kind of miss anybody with the shout outs? The vague shout outs? Oh, shout out to our music.
Oh, yes.
Circadian Clock and Melissa. Shout out to them. They're the best. What else? We didn't really talk about the we got some requests to talk about the Make Women Great Again thing.
Yeah.
We threw it in there.
It
got tossed in. We didn't, you know. But I'm in the works of trying to interview some of the people that are organizing the event.
Oh jeez. You didn't tell me this.
Yeah, well, I wanted it to be a surprise for you and the listeners.
Oh, jeez.
Because I didn't want it, because now that I said it, like now it's out there, and if we don't interview them, people will know that it didn't happen.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
We're trying. I'm sorry.
We're like single moms out here. We're trying, and we just want credit for that.
Yeah.
Like single moms do. Just get credit for trying. Like single moms.
Oh.
Trying. Sorry. But all right. Thank you all for listening. We love you. We really appreciate that you guys are seeking us out for your entertainment during this weird time that we're in, this unprecedented time. And just thank you for everything. You guys are the best.
Out.
Got you.